All right, chicas, now to the fun part, the content creation. And the best part about this is you've figured out what people desire because you asked them using the surveys or interviews. So now you can start to create your content. Your free and this is your free content. We'll get to your paid content in another video. But right now I just want to talk about free content. So there's about 4, 5, 6 ways of giving people content. You can do videos. You can do workshops, live or online, which would be called a webinar. You could do blog posts. You can do infographics. You can do workbooks or ebooks. You could do podcasts, and you can also write articles, which are similar to blog posts. But I'm in this particular case, I'm thinking of articles that you write for other sites. And the thing that you want to do with each of these forms of content distribution is you want to answer questions that your audience is curious about. And the way you can address those questions or those struggles or those problems is you could create a list. So for example, I could do a list on my blog called 25 Ways to Create Shareable Content. I'm thinking of y'all in particular, like 7 DIY projects you can do this weekend without losing your mind. Lists are great. People love, like, lists are killing it right now on the internet. Like, people love lists. If you go on BuzzFeed, there's a reason why all their content is distributed through lists. So take a look at that feedback you got from your audience, and is there anything in there that you could write a list article about, or do a list video, or do a list infographic, workbook? Is there anything that people wanted to know more about? Another subject you could do for your content is you could do how-tos, how-to videos, a how-to blog series. You can also do Q&As. You can do case studies where you show someone and tell the story about how you helped a certain customer solve their problem. You can do testimonials. You could do quotes. There's a whole list of things that if you look at the on the dashboard, I'll have a list like 100 ways you could do content. But for now, just start to think about the type of content you want to do, whether it's video, workshop, blog post, infographics, workbooks, or podcasts, and then start to identify the threads that you notice your audience wants to know more about, and then start to brainstorm how you want to relay that information. Do you want to do a list? Do you want to do a how-to? Do you want to do interviews? Do you want to do a testimonial? Like, what is your content? And then from there, you can go ahead and start to do the actual creation process. And I can't necessarily tell you what to do with that. Once you have what you're going to do and the outline for how you're going to do it and the feedback from your surveys, you should have a pretty clear brainstorming session where you can sit down and start creating the content. A couple of tools that I love for content creation are Canva, where I can create images and infographics. GoToMeeting is where I do all my webinars. Audacity is where I record audio. And iMovie is where I make videos. Well, I'll also talk about, in another video, we'll talk about video creation and how to do it well. And then I'll also have a video creation setup station when you guys are here in New Orleans. So if videos is on your list and you want to know more about it, stay tuned, because I will be giving you some really great tips on how to create DIY videos that look good. All right, that's it for content creation, for free content creation. And then click the next video where we'll talk about product creation and how you know what to sell.